futures continued to edge higher Thursday, despite economic shocks and uncertainties during the last several years. USDA analysts say there is no strong indication that softer global economics have weakened demand for U.S. beef in Eastern Asia. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 30th of December. Cattle futures continued to gain Thursday with expectations of higher cash prices and softer nearby corn futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 40 cents higher from a nickel higher near the back to $1.05 higher in the front two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 49 cents higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was light on moderate demand in the Southern Plains and Northern Plains through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although too few transactions to trend, there were some early live sales in the Southern Plains at $157 hundredweight. Last week, live prices were $156 in the Southern Plains, $156 to $157 in Nebraska, and $157 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $2.48 to $2.49. Choice box beef cutout value was 55 cents lower Thursday afternoon at $278.86 hundredweight. Select was $3.42 higher at $250.70. Corn futures closed from 2 to 3 cents lower in the front three contracts and then a penny lower to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed 1 to 3 cents higher through SEP of 24 and then fractionally lower. I had no trendable Thursday auctions to report at press time. If you're looking for a weekly market summary and highlights, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Thursday. According to some analysts, support stemmed from more jobless claims than expected. Initial weekly unemployment insurance claims for the week ending December 24th were 9,000 more than the previous week at 225,000, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 345 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 66 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 264 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 56 cents to 60 cents lower through the front six contracts. Despite economic shocks and uncertainties during the last several years, there is no strong indication that softer global economies have weakened U.S. beef demand in East Asia, according to a recent International Agricultural Trade Report from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. In spite of supply chain disruptions for U.S. fresh or chilled beef, longer shipping times, and higher costs, FAS analysts say East Asian import demand for beef products should remain steady. Demand from the region was record large in 2021 for both volume and value, and was on pace to set a new record this year. According to the report, East Asia's relatively robust middle class has supported the demand for high-quality beef, and a developed e-commerce retail sector has provided flexible avenues for suppliers to promote beef products during the pandemic. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 30th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.